Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Color of Money, Black Banks and the Racial Wealth Gap is a nonfiction work of legal and economic history by Mirza Baradaran, published by Harvard University Press. It examines why the racial wealth gap in the United States has persisted for generations and why black banks, despite their symbolic and practical importance, have not been able to solve it on their own. The book traces the financial aftermath of emancipation and follows the development of black banking within a segregated economy shaped by discrimination, unequal access to credit, and structural poverty. Baradaran argues that the common faith in black capitalism and community self-help has often placed unrealistic responsibility on black financial institutions while leaving the larger system unchanged. The book is both an institutional history and a policy critique aimed at showing how banking, wealth accumulation, and racial inequality are deeply connected. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how black banks became central to the struggle for economic survival. The result is a critique of the idea that symbolic ownership alone can overcome structural disadvantage. Black banks mattered, but the book argues that their importance was always constrained by the economic conditions around them. Secondly, the racial wealth gap as a structural product of banking and segregation. This perspective is important because it treats banking as part of the machinery of inequality, not merely a neutral service. The book shows how financial institutions can reinforce racial hierarchies, even when they appear to offer formal access. Thirdly, why black capitalism and self-help are limited solutions. This topic gives the book its political edge. Baradaran is not dismissing black institutions. She is arguing that policymakers have often used them as proof of concern while avoiding more direct remedies for racial inequality. Fourthly, the catch-22 of serving poor communities with too little capital. The significance of this argument is that it shifts the discussion from managerial performance to structural constraint. The book suggests that even well-run black banks face limits built into the racial economy itself. Lastly, a policy critique aimed at broader financial reform. This final dimension makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in public policy. It does not stop at diagnosis. It challenges the assumptions behind earlier reform strategies and argues for deeper institutional change. In conclusion, The Color of Money is best suited for readers interested in racial inequality, banking history, public policy, legal studies, and the economic history of the United States. It will be especially useful for scholars, students, policymakers, and general readers who want to understand why the racial wealth gap has proven so resistant to change. The book offers intellectual value by connecting financial institutions to long-run patterns of segregation and exclusion, and practical value by showing why familiar solutions such as minority enterprise support or community banking are not sufficient on their own. What distinguishes it from many books on racial inequality is its narrow but revealing focus on banking as a mechanism of wealth creation and wealth loss. Baradaran does not treat finance as a background detail. She places it at the center of the story. That makes the book especially persuasive for readers who want a structural explanation rather than a purely moral one. It stands out in its category because it combines legal analysis, economic history, and policy critique into a clear account of how racial disadvantage is reproduced through financial systems. If you would like to support Mirza Baradaran, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.